Baby. Baby, wake up. Hey, there you are. And you're all clammy, my poor thing. It's okay. Mommy's here now. I've got you. There. That's better. I'm sorry, baby. I know it's late. I wouldn't have woken you up if I didn't think I had to. Which one was it this time? Do you remember? Yeah, they fade fast, huh? Still, I don't like my baby boy having nightmares. So much worry on such an adorable face. It's not right. No, sweetie. No apologies. It's hardly your fault. If anything, it's mine. Maybe not exactly, but you've been having nightmares for a while now, haven't you? Well, until now, all I've been doing is this. Cuddling you. Holding you. Soothing you. Back to safety. To sleep. But it's not enough. No, baby. It isn't. See, it's one thing to get you back to sleep, but getting you to stay asleep, now that's something entirely different. It takes more deft touch to work that much stress out of you. See, even though the nightmare is over and you're safe, part of you is still there in that dream, lost in the fog and the stress, even if you don't know it. I know, honey. I haven't been taking care of my boy the way I should. Let me make it up to you. beautiful treasure. Mommy's perfect boy. Back to me, sweetheart. There we go. Nice and close. Like that. There's my boy. And what do we have here? Is my sweet baby feeling a little worked up? No? Then why is your cock so stiff? I can feel it swelling against my palm. Oh, I think it wants some attention. Let's find out. Yes. That's definitely it. You see, after a bad dream, your body needs more than just a hug or a cuddle. No. It needs release. And once your body has gotten its release, your mind will follow. Total relaxation. Exactly what my prince deserves. And all you have to do is let me. Just let mommy take care of you. Do you like this, baby? When I wrap my arms around you? Under your shirt, hands against your chest, fingers against your nipples. Of course you do. And you know who they belong to, don't you? Good boy. That's right. Now about this gorgeous stomach. Whose is that? Yeah. Good boy. So clever. And how about this? Shh. Relax, sweetheart. And answer the question. Who owns this cock? Good boy. That's right. Mommy owns this cock. This hard, hot, perfect fucking cock, which is absolutely drooling for me already. Naughty thing. You haven't been touching yourself before bed, have you? Without letting me watch? Well, it couldn't have just been from my body pressing against you, could it? An innocent little hug. Just from that? My baby boy isn't usually so needy. This pre-cum leaking out on my fingers. Oh, it makes them nice and slippery for your shaft. Oh, baby. You feel that? No friction at all. Just smooth, long, gliding strokes up to the head, the shaft, circling around and down. Back again. While my other hand massages these poor heavy balls, aching to be drained. I love the way you whimper, baby. No, don't hold back. I want you to let it out. Remember? This is your release, darling. Let me massage all that tension out of you, baby. Mommy knows just what her good boy needs. My hands between your legs. Fingers stroking your shaft. Milking all your stress out. My hands on my cock. Mmm, That's right, baby. And you're doing so good for me. You're taking all of it so well. You always take it so well. Mommy's got you, baby. Mommy's got you. Good boy, yes. You're doing so well. Oh, I know. You're close, sweetheart. Oh, I know you are. It's okay, honey. You can go ahead and come whenever you feel like it. Okay, my prince? No holding back tonight. Just focus on my hands, baby. And come for me. Oh, there it is. Oh, my prince. Oh, yes. Oh, good boy. I'm so proud of you, baby. That was perfect. How are you feeling? More relaxed? I thought you would be. Now come here. Now that you're relaxed, we need to clean you up. And then, we need to get some sleep. Because tomorrow,